Chapter 7. The next day, Holofernes ordered his whole army and all the allies who had come to his support to break camp and move against Bethulia, and to seize the mountain passes and engage the Israelites in battle. So that same day, all their warriors marched into action. Their fighting forces numbered 170,000 infantry and 20,000 cavalry, not counting the baggage train and the foot soldiers handling it, a very great multitude. They encamped in the valley near Bethulia, beside the spring, and they spread out in breadth toward Dothan, as far as Belbaum, and in length from Bethulia to Siamon, which faces Jezreel. When the Israelites saw the vastness of their numbers, they were greatly terrified and said to one another,
"Soon they will devour the whole land. Neither the high mountains, nor the valleys, nor the hills are able to support their mass."
Yet they all seized their weapons, and when they had kindled fires on their bastions, they kept watch throughout the entire night. On the second day, Holofernes let out all his cavalry in full view of the Israelites who were in Bethulia. He reconnoitered the approaches to their city and located the springs that supplied their water. He seized them and stationed armed detachments around them, and then returned to his army. Then all the commanders of the sons of Esau and all the leaders of the Moabites, together with the generals of the seacoast, came to Holofernes and said,
"My lord, listen to what we have to say, that your troops may suffer no losses. This people, the Israelites, do not rely on their spears, but on the height of the mountains where they dwell, for it is not easy to reach the summits of their mountains. Therefore, my lord, do not fight against them in regular formation. Thus not a single man of your troops will fall. Remain in your camp and spare all your soldiers. Have some of your servants take possession of the spring of water that flows out from the foot of the mountain, for this is where all the inhabitants of Bethulia get their water. So thirst will destroy them, and they will surrender their city. Meanwhile, we and our men will go up to the summits of the nearby mountains and encamp there to guard against anyone's leaving the city. They and their wives and children will languish with famine, and before the sword reaches them, they will be strewn about in the streets where they dwell. Thus will you pay them back with evil for their rebellion and their refusal to meet you in peace."
These words pleased Holofernes and all his attendants, and he ordered their proposal to be carried out. So the army of the Ammonites moved camp, together with 5,000 Assyrians. And they encamped in the valley, and seized the water supply in the springs of the Israelites. And the sons of Esau went up with the Ammonites, and they encamped in the mountain region opposite Dothan. Then they sent some of their men to the south and to the east opposite Akrabah, which is near Cusi, beside the Wadi Machmer. The rest of the Assyrian army was encamped in the plain, covering the whole countryside. Their enormous store of tents and supply trains was spread out in profusion everywhere. Since the Israelites were surrounded by all of their enemies, and because there was no way to escape out from among them, their courage failed, and they cried out to the Lord their God. The whole Assyrian army, their infantry, chariots, and cavalry, kept them surrounding like this for 34 days, until all the reservoirs of water failed every inhabitant of Bethulia. and their cisterns ran dry, so that on no day did they have enough to drink, for their drinking water was rationed. Their children fainted away, and the women and young men were consumed with thirst and were collapsing in the city streets and in the gateways. They no longer had any strength left in them. Then all the people, including the young men, the women, and the children, gathered around Uzziah and the rulers of the city. And they cried out with a loud voice and said before all the elders,
"Let God judge between you and us. You have done us a grave injustice by not making peace with the Assyrians. There is no help for us now. Instead, God has sold us into their hands to be strewn before them in thirst and utter exhaustion. Therefore, summon them and surrender the whole city as spoil to the troops of Holofernes and to all his forces, for it would be better for us to become their prey."
"We should indeed become slaves, but at least our lives will be spared, and we will not have to witness our little ones dying before our eyes, and our wives and our children breathing out their souls. We adjure you by heaven and earth, and by our God, the Lord of our forefathers, who is punishing us for our sins and the sins of our forefathers, do the things that we have proposed this very day."
Then with one accord, a great lamentation arose throughout the assembly. And they cried out to the Lord God with a loud voice. But Uzziah said to them,
"Courage, my brothers. Let us wait 5 days more for the Lord our God to turn his mercy toward us again, for he will not utterly forsake us. But if those days pass by and no help comes for us, I will do as you say."
Then he dismissed the people to their various posts, and they returned to the walls and towers of their city. He sent the women and children to their homes. Throughout the city, they were in great misery.